Hello there.
Hi,
my name is Frank, and I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. May I speak with David?
Yes, let me grab him. Who's this? David. Oh, hello?
Yes.
Okay, who is this again?
Yeah, my name is Frank, and I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers.
Yeah, okay. Hold on real quick. Let me grab him.
Okay. Hello there.
Hello.
Yes.
Here he is.
Hi, this is David.
Yes.
Okay, I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing the nation and local communities. I am not sending anything, and I will not ask you for any donations. Do you have some time to help me with the survey, sir?
Hello?
Yes. Hello. Do you have time to help me out with the survey?
Yeah, I said absolutely yes. Uh-huh.
Oh, I didn't hear that. Sorry about that. Okay. Let's start. To start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
I'm going on year 23.
Oh, I see. Okay. Thank you, sir. And what is your primary branch of the trade?
I'm actually the vice chairman of the Bricklayers, Tellers, Alley Crafts, Local 3, NorCal.
So you're not a worker then, right?
Yeah, well, I support labor to the extent of my prior history before I came into staff. I mean, I am a worker.
Okay, so what do you specialize on?
I'm a tile layer by trade.
But you said tile?
Yeah.
Okay. On the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, a journey level mechanic, and a finisher or an improver?
No, the last job I worked on, I was a journeyman tile layer.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And yes or no? Are you currently working at the trade? And you said you're not working at the trade anymore, right? Or should I say yes?
I represent 2,200 members, and currently we have 300 active retirees, so we got a membership of about 1,800.
Okay. Cool. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted to work over the past 12 months, if any?
I've been working consistently.
Okay. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
I do not. I don't see any benefit in that. Nope.
Okay. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
There's actually more. There's more. Yeah.
Okay, and the next question is the same, but this is with union construction projects.
There's still more, yeah, because PLAs are
okay.
Key.
Okay. Yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work of the union projects in your community?
Yes, there is.
Okay. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
I have not, no.
Okay. And thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same or less?
I think there'll be more because things are starting to come to an end, I think. I think construction in general, I mean, every election year we go through this cycle. Every election year always has a pause. So, I mean, I'm optimistic. However, going into election year, I'm not all, like, glowing and smiling, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years it will get better, it will get worse, or will it stay about the same?
Well, it depends on the administration. Obviously, you know, we got to have administration to back legislative and infrastructure laws that, you know, are obviously going to push prevailing wage, et cetera. I mean, I don't have a crystal ball. I can answer that.
Okay, thank you, sir. Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job sites, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job sites? And I'm going to go through the list, and then you can tell me. Dust, air quality, COVID-19, foul risks, falling objects, the heat, the cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or not a real safety concern?
Well, my main concern is silica.
Can you spell that out for me?
It's air dust, silica.
Oh, air dust. So, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I see. So it would be dust. Okay. Thank you, sir. Yes or no? Have you attended a union meeting in the past 2 months?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, you too. And that would be in person or online?
In person.
Okay. And for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in that activity in the past 12 months. So there are three activities. The first one is picketing. Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Political canvassing.
Yes.
And the last one, union organizing.
Yes.
Okay. And in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you were working on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
Regularly.
Okay. Changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. So the categories are cable news, the radio, the internet, social media, local TV news programming, printed or online newspapers, and friends and neighbors.
It would be local news and social media.
Okay. Give me a second here. All right. Which of the following issues matters most to you right now? The environment, support for labor unions, education, immigration, healthcare, jobs in the economy, foreign policy, or something else?
Obviously, it would be immigration, and second to none is the labor force.
Okay, thank you. As you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
Yes, I have.
Would you say a little, somewhat, or a lot?
I know more about it than you probably do.
Okay. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all, that federal elected officials support it?
It is very important to me.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
I don't agree with the Republican Party because Democrats always back labor.
I see. So you will go with Democratic, huh?
Correct.
Okay. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute?
I agree with the workforce, the labor movement.
Okay, thank you, sir. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. All right, so with immigration?
I approve.
Okay, with the economy?
I approve.
All right, with foreign affairs?
I approve.
With healthcare?
I approve.
Support for labor unions?
I approve.
And his job as president overall?
I approve.
Okay, thank you, sir. And do you disapprove or approve of the way Congress is handling its job?
That's a tricky question. I decline to answer that.
Okay, thank you. Are you a registered voter, sir?
Yes.
Okay. And I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024?
I'm a registered voter, and yes, I will vote.
Okay. And if the elections of president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for who would you vote for?
Joe Biden.
Okay. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
Yes, I agree.
Okay. Turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, fair, poor?
Excellent.
Okay. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Okay. And how could the union best, in your own opinion, how could the union best improve its representation and service?
Communication.
What about it?
Just communicating more.
Okay. With the workers or with?
Just in general.
In general.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And in your opinion, what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and the next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on?
Growth and organizing.
Growth.
You there?
And organizing, right?
Correct.
Mm. Give me a second here. Okay, and we're almost done here. What is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Job site, union meetings, text, mail, email?
All of the above.
Okay. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? 4 times a year or more, a couple of times a year, once a year, or never?
4 times or more. I mean, it's a daily deal. It's daily.
Okay. And now I would like to ask you a question for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent?
I'm pro-labor, so I'm Democrat.
Okay. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race, sir?
I am Hispanic, a Mexican-American.
Okay, cool. Thank you, sir. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name?
My name is David.
Okay, David, thank you so very much for participating in the survey. This concludes our survey, and you have yourself a great night, okay?
You do the same. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
That's a good man.